been eating good since she been here.
That's crazy. Oh, hold on, let me get my mic right. Put it right here, just in case. Just in case I gotta go in my sheen bag.
Yo, sheen bag.
Yes. Y'all ain't never heard a girl. Okay, girls really be collecting these sheen bags because they come in big handy.
What the fuck?
So.
Because
it was raining, I had to throw my bundles in here. And, you know,
you couldn't just put them in your pocket?
No, I don't have pockets. And if you ever travel, you can fit about 4 or 5 shirts in this one bag and then just pack it in your suitcase. Yeah, they like that.
Instead of just, like, actually packing the
shirt. Packing a bag?
No, I'm trying to save you space. Dense it down.
Now we gotta hear her going into that bag the whole time.
You don't. Yeah. That's why I'm finna go ahead and get my bundle out now.
This is some getaway ass shit. I want y'all to know.
I'm making sure this is starting the episode.
Hold on. Are bitches real deal collecting these sheen bags?
Yes, they are. I bet you they are.
No, I need somebody to vouch for this.
This ain't just me.
I need somebody to vouch for this.
This is not just me, I promise you.
Are bitches collecting the Fashion Nova bags too? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, you ain't know.
Really
niggas, they collect designer bags just to post pictures with.
Yeah,
them.
I knew that.
No,
I didn't know Sheen and Fashion Nova was part of the designer bags.
Yeah, we collect them. I even got jewelry in one.
I need somebody to watch this.
I promise you, somebody's gonna tell you, yeah, I got so and so bags right now. True story.
Welcome back to another episode of the You're Gonna Do This, your boy Dre.
It's your boy Stimmy Hendrix, aka you call me whatever you want.
That's the name you're going with?
That's nice. Stimmy.
Didn't you say earlier your name was Ushy Gussy Bussy?
Oh.
No, nigga, you said that. First of all, and second of all, there is no such thing as bussy around me. except I fuck so much pussy, I might switch to bussy. ain't that what the niggas are saying nowadays?
I want a side part or a middle part.
You want a new job. So you ain't got to do this while working your side job. Oh, but...
I do have a new job. Thanks. That's why I'm doing this, working my side job.
Oh, you quit the news station?
Hell no, I'm working 3 jobs right now.
3?
That's why her hair look like that.
This is exactly why my hair look like this.
Didn't you just have braids? Hold on.
I still got them.
Oh, I was going to say...
A little fuzzy in front. Got a little sensor bar in the front.
That's crazy.
She got the McMillies.
Like the last time I saw you, you know, you had the hair attached to the hat. So I never know what you.
Dog, that shit was funny.
It was a wig.
Attached to the hat.
It just comes out when the wig, when the hat goes up.
Oh, so the wig just didn't fit.
Basically. I had to remake it to fit my head. Y'all know I got a small head.
I hate being a black business because this is the type of work I involve around here. Because she walked in with that mannequin, proud. Like, she didn't even ask about this. She just knew she was going to do this. This ain't one of them jobs where you schedule conference hours and get your hair braided at work on the clock.
That's crazy.
I heard somebody did that in a corporate job.
Really?
And they were just like, this is what it means to be proud and black. And I was like, nah,
that's not it.
That's some ghetto shit. Like, even as a black worker, gotta be like, hey, what the fuck is she on right now?
Well, it's somebody I work with at my job that left there to go get their hair done and came back, so.
See, and that's the thing. I mean, I don't know how long the shift is. So
12. It's 12.
Okay, that's understandable.
No, it's not. They still wilding.
I got shit to do in them other 12 hours, and it's usually sleep.
She was a manager. She's a manager of a whole floor. Like, what do you mean you're leaving?
Oh, crazy.
And then it wasn't you're leaving to go get your hair done. You're leaving and then asking me to go around on your people, on your new admin.
So you have to double down on work.
Oh, this is medical.
Yeah.
Oh.
This nigga ain't had no... The last 9... A career job you had was the commissary, right?
No, teachers. I worked at teachers for a minute.
How many you took down?
0.
How many you took down is the question.
What are you talking about? I ain't never worked at a call center.
I'm talking about at the news.
I just know y'all be fucking each other up there.
What, at the news station?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, only a few.
How many you took down?
I've taken down 0.
Yet.
And I stand by that.
For now.
No, yeah, forever.
She said I would have counted, but I quit right before.
Wherever.
So you will fuck this nigga, but not give me none. Ain't that crazy? That is
crazy. I am not an object. I like tuna salad. Tuna salad. The disrespect. That's crazy.
God damn, that shit nasty. What a salad.
look, everybody ain't got the macaroni, okay? Some bitches got tuna salad, some people got macaroni, okay?
So just because I make my wigs at work mean I gotta have a tuna salad?
No.
That's insane.
It's the other reasons. Them daily sweatpants.
And the fact that you beat niggas, so.
That is crazy.
Stop beating niggas.
Still tell niggas to stop getting beat.
What? Who was asking to get beat?
They do. They be asking for it. You got one time
to rub. Did you just say you don't believe victims when they come forward?
I'm saying you got one time to rub me the wrong way.
Listen, the ignorant news does not condone domestic violence. I almost said
something crazy to that one.
Go ahead and say it.
Nah, ain't nobody watching this.
Oh my God.
You got one time to rub me the wrong way. I was about to say, that's what Drake said.
Nah, dog. I can't get with y'all. Nah, that ain't it, dog. That ain't it.
You seen what they were saying about the Massey brothers?
Who cares? Well, they're one hit wonders. Except for
the mama said to blame the parents.
Yeah, that was like, yeah. But
I literally just saw that before we.
Christopher said he talked for him, and when he ready to come out. He'll come out and his not no parent, not no friend, not no co-star. So his mama might not know.
No, his mama know. Look, we all the parents know. Okay, so are you willing to sell your child for a check? Is that what you're saying?
And then she sold her child for a check, but like I said, well, she didn't sell hers, but her children ain't on shit else.
Well, one of them became a rapper. The fatter one became a rapper.
Cal became a rapper.
Yeah, the little brother became a rapper and a pedophile.
That's so.
And the older brother is just a woman beater.
Alleged pedophile. I heard it was a setup, and I believe him.
Oh, wow.
He said he was dating the mom, and then she did some weird shit like gave the little girl the phone, and then tried to say he was sending nudes to the little girl. Something like that.
I mean, I've seen worse. We seen old girl had her daughter working a full 8-hour shift.
Waxing
adult vaginas. So.
Right. For a check. People do anything. Look, what money
once
make a
again,
bitch do?
The mama should be jailed. The whoever allowed it to happen should be jailed.
Y'all remember
half the crew should be jailed too.
So I ain't talking about dancing. I'm talking about that waxing chick. But yeah.
Oh yeah.
The crew should be jailed too.
So y'all remember in that Survive R. Kelly documentary when Sparkle came out and was talking about how she sold her niece for the check.
She didn't sell her niece. Yes, she was the one that put her foot down, but her brother, she said.
How long was her foot up?
I don't know, but she said her brother was.
Obviously not long enough.
She said she turned around and her brother was in R. Kelly band. So R. Kelly put the brother in the band after the incident. And then they took some money and the family stopped talking to Sparkle. But apparently she was trying to help, but I guess they wanted that money instead.
Trying to help.
She could have been. She could have thought it was weird.
I don't trust nothing. Because the whole time I'm watching this documentary, the whole time I'm watching all four of us, because I didn't want to watch it.
I didn't either.
I didn't want to watch it, but Destiny put it on. I was like, all right, whatever.
Shout out to Destiny.
So I'm watching it, and all I can think is, How long does it take before you just walk away?
Right.
Like, before it even got to this point, at what point do you step in as a parent and say, I don't care what my child wants?
Well, with Aaliyah, her mama was fucking them too, so.
You know, no, her parents deserve to go straight to hell.
Her daddy's dead.
Because she sold her to R. Kelly, then sold her to Dame Dash and Jay-Z.
Okay, and now they're beef. They have a 30-year beef
I don't give a fuck what they talking about. It was over Aaliyah. They beefing over Aaliyah.
Man, see that? I'm watching it and shout out to Drake's dad.
Yeah, the nigga, other one with some sense.
Nigga was fighting.
And the girlfriend mama.
Yeah.
Dog. But when I heard that, I said, imagine. He said he was over there for just a little bit, and this woman immediately was like, Drake, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Well, that's because that nigga kept calling and calling and calling.
But what I'm saying is, she noticed, like, when he first...
Yeah, because she got some common sense.
Just that she noticed, like, he was acting strange.
Why is a 40-year-old man calling you nonstop?
At my house at that.
Exactly. Yeah, how the fuck did...
You know, they had phone books back in the day. But shit, now, you had to go through a big-ass California phone, Los Angeles phone book.
But my thing about that is, all right, let's say, me and you beefing. Mm-hmm. Me and you hate each other. Mm-hmm. We can't stand each other. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, hey, bro, I understand me and you ain't seeing eye to eye right now. But keep that nigga away from that child.
Yeah.
At the very least, even if you don't know what's going on with me, you're going to be like, all right, why is this nigga eyeballing that nigga, right? You ain't got to have no relation to the child. You're going to be like, all right. For this nigga to be beefing with me, but still come to me as a man and say, hey, just keep him away from that child. Yeah. You're going to be like, all right, there's something going on here.
Yeah.
So for the dad to say that to the mother.
And what did mama do?
Immediately. Nothing. Oh, yeah. Can you take him to auditions? Can you drive him? Oh, you going to let him spend the night at your house?
Oh, you just the father he's never had.
Never had. Like, this nigga ain't just spent, what, a year or two?
Years.
But what I'm saying is, like, for the time that was on All That.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is before Drake. So that Amanda Show only had three seasons?
Amanda Show. Yeah.
So he had to have been there for at least a year consistently being there, being a manager. At least a year to be like, oh, the father you never had.
You know, the real crazy part? He wasn't even a manager. He was a nigga coach, acting coach.
No, I'm saying, like, the dad.
Did you know?
The dad was the manager. So for him to be a manager, he had to have been there daily.
Yeah.
So, at least a year of this dad actively being there daily, and y'all pull this bullshit, and he says, listen, I'll give you the money, the keys, the codes, all that. I don't care. Just keep my son away from that nigga.
Right.
And the first thing you do is let the son spend the night over there. Like,
continuously. Is that not a jail sentence
for negligence?
It is. But it really is. I say all of that to say this. Yes, the system did Drake Bell wrong, but I'm here to let y'all know we're not absolving Drake for being a pedophile himself.
I said the same shit. I said that nigga came. Cause when I first seen him up there, I said, oh, that nigga came out of Mexico for this. Oh, they offered him a bag.
He might have been in Mexico. All, shit.
No, he was dead as in Mexico.
His background looked a little different. I'm saying he might have still been in Mexico for this.
It probably is.
You're talking about they probably still filmed him in Mexico.
Yeah, his background was different.
You know, when shit like this happens, people love to use that hurt people bullshit.
Not when it comes to being the perv.
Exactly. And so...
Which, that's usually why they are pervs.
If I got beat up every day for 4 years...
You're probably going to shoot the school up.
No, I'm saying. Then one day I just decided to go beat the fuck out of somebody. Nobody's going to be like, oh, well, we understand.
Right.
They're just going to be like, nah, that nigga still needs, like... What he did was a great, like, the nigga got beat up, but damn, nigga, go box, go fight legally. What the fuck you, like, nobody's going to give me the sympathy.
You seen what
I am black.
You seen what Lil JJ said?
What he said
10 years ago?
No, apparently that's new. Apparently he just said that shit.
Really?
I thought, that's
what I was trying to figure out if it was old or
back
not.
In the day. I thought it was too.
That's what I was like.
That's even worse because that's insensitive.
That's like, oh, if you said this at 19, your show just got canceled and you just
because,
like,
I wasn't giving up no ass.
Then it's like,
all
right.
Well, first of all, the show was ass, but
not too much. Not too much. It was not
you
that
don't like
bad.
The fact that
name one episode. Just name one.
The very first episode where he had beef with the Asian guy. Cause
there we go.
He was better at basketball than him, and he took his spot on the team, and he was upset. So to come together at the end, Lil JJ started working at his Uncle Scott's called CO Food. You ain't like that joke, bro? CO Food is a Korean spot.
Nigga, please shut the fuck up.
CO Food, Amber Riley, huh?
Nigga, that was Raven Goodwin.
Yeah, Amber is from Glee. They both played on Single Black Female because they looked just alike.
That's apparently getting a sequel, too.
There's a show called Single Black Female?
It's a movie. They remade Single White Female.
But put two twins
that look exactly alike.
And Kay Michelle.
Kay Michelle?
She wasn't there.
I don't even want to see that now. I ain't seen it.
Kay Michelle was like, what, 2 years ago.
Yeah, it ain't been it ain't been too long. They've been on a nice press run. And
Yeah, it had a nice press run. I know all the shows. This is a thriller.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't particularly
good. You ain't
good.
Never heard of Single White Female?
And it was terribly acted,
Oh, Lifetime. That's why. That's why.
He said, I've heard of everything.
I was like, even if I don't watch it, I know when shit come across the board. But nah.
And then did you see what the cast of Nibs Declassified said?
Okay, oh, them niggas was giggling. You motherfuckers was in there. Mose was in there sucking everybody's little wing.
Mose got awkwarded and just talked about it. You ain't hear that story?
Uh-uh.
It was, once again, on their podcast.
Please defund that shit.
Please. She was talking about how they used to, you know, get down back in the day.
Right.
And then she was like, oh, I remember when me and him, we were together. It was a fun night. We started having drinks. And then he gave me one of my drinks. And next, you know, we're waking up in the bed together. He's making breakfast. I really don't remember what happened, but he was there. And the nigga sitting there on camera.
It wasn't Cookie or was it Cookie or Ned?
I don't think it was a basketball player. I think it was one of the. It was either one of the bullies.
Oh, a weirdo.
It was a guest star character. It wasn't like.
Oh my god! And she didn't put two and two together that.
No, and she like, and the nigga that she's saying did it is literally sitting there on the Zoom like even he realized like, oh shit.
That's why right.
And she's just like, yeah. So I barely remember anything, and I remember it was just like very awkward. I didn't know where I was. I couldn't remember nothing. He was just there making breakfast. And everybody's like, bitch, you got...
I would have said, are you okay? You got assaulted. Are you okay?
Of course. Of course Ned and them wasn't worried about that. But that's what everybody... I was like, bro, were you that much of a hoe that you got assaulted? And even you didn't process it.
Well, I mean, she's adamantly on the podcast talking about how she fucked every nigga except Cookie on the show.
Oh, she's racist.
Oh, yeah. She's a Trump supporter. You remember that?
All Trump supporters aren't racist.
I didn't say all. I just said her.
Okay.
She had a mental breakdown because she was talking about Make America Great Again and supporting Trump and all this shit. And everybody said, you racist bitch.
Okay.
This is why your show got canceled. Fuck you.
Like that time.
And then she started crying about how, like, you know, life's unfair.
Everything I've seen her in
was not good. I've seen her in shit. Except for that and that ABC Family 10 Things I Hate About You reboot.
Now that was actually a
reboot.
Good show.
Yeah. No, the reboot. Yeah.
It was a TV show.
She was you seen the movie, right?
She played, yeah,
I didn't know the movie. I was thinking of the Amanda Bynes what?
What a Girl Wants?
No, 10 Things About You.
What I Like About You.
Yeah, that. I always get those mixed up. That's the only one I've seen.
Yeah, she was in the reboot of the movie.
Man, she was in a MTV TV show about like two girls who was fake lesbians, but one of them was actually a real lesbian.
Oh,
damn! I used to watch MTV, and I don't know that one.
Nah, because it was like one girl was like real, like they were best friends, and
but then they decided to become they started some type of
it was something stupid that they started pretending to be lesbians, and I think one fell in love for real.
Yeah, one of them fell in love, but the other one fell in love with the main guy character,
not Mose. I used to get Mose mixed up with...
No, she came in on, like, the last season to be that nigga, older sister.
Oh, okay.
Stick It? Was that not her.
No,
I used to get them mixed up.
I can't think of her name. Nobody knows but her I do name. Like her.
Everybody just knows Stick It. Yeah. That's the only movie. I feel like she's done more, but I feel like that's her big movie. The gymnastics movie.
She got, like, she gives me Michael Jackson, though. She don't give me Michael Jackson?
You said she's doing Michael Jackson.
She gives me Michael Jackson. Like. Why? The nose and the facial structure. It kind of gives me...
But she's a white woman and Michael Jackson is a proud black man.
Okay. I wouldn't quite say proud. Man. But she gives me just another part of me, Michael Jackson. The girl from Stick It.
Just another part of me.
You're just another part of me.
Of all the Michael Jackson songs. I know, right? They can't...
I was sitting there thinking like, obviously that's a song. But why is that?
Okay, I will go with Dangerous Michael. Yeah. Dangerous Michael.
I feel like she was just measuring her weave.
I was, because one of them is an 18-inch, and the other two are 20s. Can you tell which one?
The one in your
yeah,
in this hand.
Of course, because I already put it down. But yeah.
That's a damn shame, bro. She really over here making a wig at work.
I mean, we have a general conversation now. It's nothing to flip the camera for. Nobody has told a really amazing story yet.
She said we got bad content, nigga.
I did not say that.
What did I say that I was trying to say for the podcast? It was something about X-Men.
Something about how they added made two guest stars the main characters.
Nah, that was something else we were supposed to talk about. This is why we got to start writing shit down.
You used nigga, to keep you notes. Said, what you happened? Said
when we brought the podcast back that you were gonna start making a list of shit that we were gonna be talking about.
He used to do it though. What happened?
That nigga did it for like two episodes.
And then, I just feel like you need to lower your tone because you're making me uncomfortable and my anxiety's flaring up. And I just don't feel safe and secure in my own home.
Oh, okay, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Have we forgiven Terry Crews?
No.
All right.
What did he do?
Because that nigga will continually double down on some more stupid shit. That's like asking, did we forgive Tyrese?
I love Tyrese.
I feel like Tyrese has done nothing wrong. I feel like Tyrese is just dumb.
I actually was watching The Breakfast Club last week, and he was on there. Crying because all apparently, right. Hey, don't do too much though. I love Tyrese, but apparently,
tell Tyrese not to do too
they asked him,
what do you love Tyrese for?
His acting,
the Coca Cola commercial, or was it Pepsi?
It was Pepsi.
Look at her,
but basically, he saved DJ Envy marriage, but he said DJ Envy won't even play his songs.
What songs? Tyrese is not coming out with...
I mean, he ain't made with any lately, I don't think.
And nah, he just dropped the album.
If he did, it's because DJ Envy ain't playing his song.
He literally just dropped an album.
Damn.
No, he didn't.
About his marriage?
Yeah, because his new wife said she didn't want him to release it because it was too much about his ex.
She's young. Okay. She like in her early 20s or something.
You say he like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo's like that because Brian Peck used to touch on him. Yeah, I saw the clip.
I believe that.
That clip. It was on the set clip. He just was very young. He was like 15 or 16 when Drake's dad was saying, I seen the video. And they're like they both keep rubbing on each other's arms, Brian Peck and Leo.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Or I wasn't paying attention. Or it was just some young white boy and I just looked past it.
Yeah, you probably did because it was literally when he was like 15. Shout it was like before Romeo and Juliet.
Shout out to Ryan Gosling.
No, just back when he was on that TV show.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, for getting the fuck out of Disney and all that and going his okay. Ride.
And marrying that beautiful Hispanic lady.
Shout out Eva Mendez.
Yes.
He married the Eva Mendez?
And is. Yeah.
That's why we ain't never seen. That's why.
She disappeared?
Yeah, she to become a stay at home mom.
No, what's funny about that? Because Ryan Gosling has stayed out the way and he only kind of drops like really good movies.
Yeah,
he really got consistent checks coming in.
He really did.
Especially after this Barbie thing.
And then him performing that Ken song the other day. He had got his jet black on.
I can't stand watching her fix this wig while we working. Because she really talking like she ain't at work. And it's angering the Republican in me.
I'm just confused on how this comes together. Like, what is the front part supposed to be?
A closure.
Oh, that's her bangs.
I don't do bangs unless if I do a side part, then I will have like a little swoop. Yeah.
Not a
2013 swoop, but like a cute.
Especially if you're going to continue to do this type of
thing. That's what I'm saying. Are you one of those people
who be like swooping their bangs so that it's like damn near touching their eyebrow?
I don't like when they do that because I wear... I wear strip lashes, so not only is it going to touch... Oh, you talking about the baby hair.
Yeah, when the baby hair be like...
I hate that shit.
No.
I literally hate that shit. Your hairline
right here, and then all you see is like matted down, gelled out hair all right here.
Yeah, I don't do that because I don't know how to do baby hair no way. But if I did, they wouldn't be down in my eyebrows.
You know how to make a wig, but don't know how to do baby hair.
I'm telling you.
Hey, when I tell you baby hair is... Matter of fact, on the next episode, I'm going to let y'all niggas do some baby hair.
No.
Yes.
On who? You?
No, on a wig or something. You can do my baby hair. Matter of fact,
Are you bringing the toothbrush and the gym?
Yes, I am.
She got the Jim Jones
And I low-key got them in the car if I needed to go get them so y'all can try and do me some baby hair, but I ain't got no lashes on. So y'all saved y'all selves.
Tati, every time you come over here, you piss me off.
That's going to be a whole different... It ain't what I had planned, but I got to tell you, I had some... It's like the Would You Rathers and Would You... It's another one in here. It's one of them games. I was like, just to get some other videos how we did the music thing. That way, outside of the podcast, we can have other reasons to see each other
That is so cute.
Obviously, me and you can see each other because this one.
Now, we're going to pull up on the ass at the news station at 3 a.m.
And I will be there.
And shoot an episode.
Wide awake. Yep.
Ain't no wide awake. Ain't no wide awake.
I take my naps from 1:30 to 2:30.
That's right before old girl show up.
Yep.
Motherfuckers are saying they sleeping on the clock.
Now, one thing Tati's gonna do is take that nap.
Okay, look. Okay.
Blanket and everything.
To today to Ernest woke me up talking about rub his oh Lord.
Rub his what?
Rub his lottery ticket. I had to think about it real quick because that sounds so wrong.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Hold on, you took two naps.
Yeah.
Do you know how little you gotta be doing at work to take two naps?
I took another one at like 7.
And you still got here late?
Yes, I did. Bro, what is an hour nap gonna do?
Look, tell Tati we shoot at 1 o'clock and watch she get here at 1:30 on time.
She gonna pull up perfectly at 11:15 tonight. Maybe why you be so late, Tati? Don't you be knowing? Do you not be waking up to your alarm? Or do you just not be caring?
I do, but I be hitting snooze because it's hard. It's hard out here for a pimp. Three jobs is tough.
Just start selling pictures of feet and butthole, man.
My feet ain't done right now, and butthole is insane.
I mean, I know niggas that'll pay for it.
Just a booty hole.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It's the forbidden flower. Ain't nobody showing butthole no more.
They really not. They really not.
That's the issue. Everybody trying to be cute. Nah. Let me see that thing wink.
Bitch, I need you to grab your ankles real quick.
Where the Hershey kiss at?
That is crazy.
What you know about that, Tati?
I don't know nothing.
So you ain't never sent a picture of your butthole?
Never. And if a nigga asking for a picture of my butthole, I assume he want to put something in it. And that's not my type of stilo.
You ain't never had a thumb?
I hate a thumb.
That's because she be hanging out with fat finger niggas.
No, it made me feel like I got a boo-boo.
That ain't the best part?
No.
Make you feel like the shit?
No, it made me feel like I'm finna shit. And next thing you know, shit coming out. Then not saying this happened, but once it do happen, who follows that?
Yours? Because you don't know how to control your bowels?
That's y'all. You know what it was? You are literally pushing my bowel or something.
Stirring them guts.
Good Lord. I hate that.
Okay. Acting like a thumb was going to hurt her.
It is.
Oh.
We'll literally be redoing the scene from Dubai or something.
There's some bullshit in here. It was one thing. Everything else for Inward News.
That's crazy.
It's this tweet that said, dudes will lick your booty hole clean, but commitment is where they draw the line. I just seen that as we talking about this. You drawing the line of commitment?
Well, yeah.
I feel like if you look at some booty hole, that's who you need to be committing to.
Well, first of all, you're not just licking everybody's booty hole. Okay?
Some niggas are.
My name is Drake. My name is not some niggas.
See?
But I understand, though.
What did think Kevin Gates said? Listen, bro, I ain't here to judge you, but I can't condone that. I can't condone that.
Says the nigga that went on tour talking about eating booty holes. Whatever that nigga said, he not condoning must be some wild shit.
Bro, it was a clip from him on the Breakfast Club, so I ain't no telling what they was talking about.
DJ Emmy and his dildos.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Sell dildos?
Oh, yeah, he likes to get poked.
No, he don't sell nothing. He just owns dildos.
He likes to get poked. Remember when he was cheating on his wife for the talking about how he wanted old girl to strap him up.
She's very dominant. I can see her doing that.
And then he was talking about the woman he was cheating with.
Yeah.
Yeah, Erica Mena.
Oh yeah.
That's who that was?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are
Yeah, because DJ Envy got found out that nigga be having dildos and shit. So Charlamagne thought it would be funny to send him a mold of his ass.
That's wild.
So who's the gay one in this situation?
Everybody.
Charlamagne is definitely gay.
Everybody involved.
He definitely gets sassy as fuck. I don't care if he got a wife.
Leonard. I mean, shit.
I mean, it's Tyler a lot Perry of gay got people a kid? Wife. Wives.
Also, when you tweeted me to denounce Tyler Perry.
You then, denounced him of what?
And then didn't tweet me again after that. I was like, what the fuck was this nigga talking about? But at the same time, I was like, bro, I feel like we talk a lot of shit about Tyler. We can never work for that nigga.
That's what I was thinking.
I wouldn't want to. But unless that nigga is asking me to get in that writer room, I would never work for him. But anywho.
No, because that motherfucker said, I'm the only writer I need.
That nigga cleaned the house.
Also, that nigga said, it set the fire a whole bunch of folks and use and start using AI. So.
Well, that can show why he just made on sisters her pregnant by two separate niggas and got twins.
Please stop.
That's real.
I know it's real. I've seen it on Mari. But something in my mind just knew for a fact that, because she just found out she had twins 2 episodes, but we 10 episodes deep about a paternity test. And now they're trying to say it's hers and it's both her exes.
None of that makes sense. Oh my, okay.
I feel like Tati might be the most chaotic part of this podcast. It used to be you. She just be
like we need to have a whole Tati segment. Tati, what's going on the new Tyler Perry series?
And I got you.
Hold on. She's too tired from working 3 jobs, but she got time to keep up with all Tyler Perry bullshit.
Well, I was finna say I'm 2 episodes behind on Ruthless, so I can't update you on that. But
also, which one of the shows is the one with the girl with that long ass chin?
That's Sisters.
Oh, okay.
Natalie Nunn?
No, her name KJ Smith. Yeah, she the Beyonce of Tyler Perry. You saw that wedding?
No, I didn't. Cause it looked like bullshit.
Imagine performing at your own wedding.
Oh,
no. A whole went and changed clothes and did a whole show for about 10 minutes of just dancing. Okay. What it is, ho? What's up? And then your groom in the back with a kilt on, just going a wedding kilt, going crazy because I think he's really gay.
But next week we're gonna have a Tati cam.
Yeah, she just keep getting surgery on her chin, and it's really pissing me off.
Like that shit is like ridiculously long.
Yeah,
man.
That's Sisters.
Listen,
KJ Smith, and I feel bad because that's my cousin, but it's okay.
How'd you know your cousin?
You know.
So her cousin, but like my cousin, her other cousin. But like they not related themselves. Like,
she my cousin on her daddy's side, so but that's her cousin on her mama's side.
Then you say your papa was a Rolling Stone?
No, not my papa. He was a
So are you related to everybody in Alabama?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. My papa was very stingy.
With what?
Himself.
Mimo had that good move on.
Okay, he paid the bills, every single bill. It don't matter. My grandma ain't have to work a day in her life. And he might have cheated, but he wasn't no Rolling Stone.
Can your grandpa say that? On your Jamaican side?
I wouldn't know.
I know your country nigga family. I know they're real loyal because, you know, black men don't cheat.
And it was so bad.
But them Jamaicans.
He said he was never going to marry again after Mike. Well, he was never going to propose to another lady, and he never did. His wife had to propose to him. You see how unplayed these women be? Proposing to a man. That's insane.
Hey, like, you not.
I ain't proposing this shit. If you don't want to marry me, we ain't getting married.
Says the person that be putting her hands on people.
That's it.
You proposing. You're manly enough as it is.
No. That's crazy.
She gonna act like she dropped
manly
her.
Manly is insane. These folks gonna think
she gonna pick it up.
These folks gonna think I'm about 6'2", 200 pounds. How y'all talking about me?
I mean, shit, you close? What you is? 185?
Go to hell. Damn, I forgot a cone. It's okay.
So you brought all this other shit, but you didn't bring the cone.
Yeah. No, she brought a mannequin, a tripod for the mannequin, the wig cap, the hair, the sheen bag, needle, thread, all that, but she gonna say, I ain't got a cone.
Tati, you putting up with a little cheating if your nigga paying all the bills?
Yep. And I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
Coming from somebody that says she puts her hands on people, I just don't see that coming.
I don't know. For the past 4 years, I got cheated on for free. Not a single bill paid. Probably only got my nails done twice. I think I can appreciate a man that at least if you're going to cheat, pay a bill.
And you did all that talking shit at the beginning of this podcast about not having a tuna salad?
That's crazy.
I'm just saying. Macaroni don't get cheated on for 4 years and only get their nails done twice.
That is insane.
Damn, Tati.
I might do that.
You know what? Keep that over there.
I am weak.
You got it, bro.
I mean, tuna salad still get eat.
That is crazy. You are Jamaican for a fact.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little Aki and saltfish.
That fried conch.
Not conch.
That shit's actually pretty deep fried. That raw shit or like the steam shit.
That's not how you say that.
What did you say?
It's conk.
Oh.
You out here sucking conk? Oh, yeah.
What animal is that?
It's like a clam oyster. Whatever, like that feels.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Shelf. No? Is that shellfish?
Shellfish, yeah. Okay. That shit was good, man. Hey, listen. Going out. What was I? Nassau? That ain't your island, bro.
Sure ain't.
What island are you?
Jamaican.
Oh, you're in the Bahamas. I'm sorry. So sorry.
I feel like I've called you Jamaican enough for that not to even be the question.
So sorry. You have. I wasn't paying attention.
Another island that hates Jamaicans.
No. It's the fact that she's from Alabama talking shit about your island.
I didn't say nothing. What did I say?
All right. But yeah, I want to go to the island with you, bro. When the last time you went home?
I go every year. Damn. I just went, when it was, July? June?
No, you really don't be saying shit. You really are an enigma in my own life. Nigga, you go every year?
Yeah.
Nigga, I know you how long.
I go every year.
Like, I'm thinking you've been out there at least once because your mama still got her accent. So it's like, she's still going home. You got to be going at some point, but I didn't realize you've been going every year.
Yeah, whenever she be like, I'm going to Jamaica, I'd be like, okay, let me know when. And I go buy my ticket, and I'll be right there with her ass.
How much the ticket is? Like, shit, 400?
They done went up now. But see, she fake. My mama fake bougie, so like she only fly Delta. I'll go period. Spirit.
Not should be going Spirit. Hey, they be cheap.
Nah, they do. Ever since I got the business account with Delta, I just be booking flights. Just because I'm trying to get the miles. But at the same time, it's like, I can't just be booking them for no reason. I need a reason. That's why I'm upset I ain't getting up for Houston. Oh, we going to Atlanta.
When?
Possibly May. We doing a different cooking show.
Oh, okay.
This one with a trained chef. It's not just some nigga out of a kitchen.
Not too much. He did a great job.
Nah, D did amazing. I love that. But everything D was just a nigga that can cook in the kitchen. This next one's going to be a baking show with an actual trained pastry chef.
Baking?
Yeah. Mm. You ain't a sweets nigga, I know.
I'm really not. Like, that damn bowl of fruity pebbles was damn near kicking my ass.
Said the person that drank the milk before you finished the cereal.
Duh.
What do you mean, duh?
Like, so, like, when it be like... 3 spoonfuls of cereal, you just drink the milk and then scrape it around the bowl and get the rest of it.
You drink the milk and then eat the rest of the cereal?
Yeah.
That's asinine.
Listen, Tati, I just want you to know, everything you're thinking is correct. What you were visualizing, he actually did that shit. Because I saw him. Because once again, this nigga's weird. Well, he drink, you drink your milk like a old boy from Raising Canaan. But this nigga had the bowl. And he was just sitting there drinking. And at a certain point, I'm like, damn, this nigga's still drinking the milk? What the fuck you doing over there? Then he put the bowl down. And I saw, like, so much cereal. I was like, nah. Damn, I guess he just got tired of eating cereal. Got too soggy for him. Whatever. Then I seen that nigga pull the spoon and actually scoop that bitch out. And I said, yo, I'm really boys with a cereal killer.
First of all, Fruity Pebbles get soggy as soon as you pour the milk, okay?
Yeah, I don't know why you eat that. I used to eat Cocoa Pebbles. Like, back in 98, 99, I ate Cocoa Pebbles. And then, like, after I went to Germany, I don't think they had Cocoa Pebbles over there. And I just stopped. And after that, I don't drink chocolate milk. I don't eat Cocoa Pebbles. Like, I barely eat chocolate. I don't know what it was. Chocolate just left my life.
That's crazy. Cause
except the women.
Period.
A nigga who was actually fucking a white woman, but okay. Anywho,
I hate her name, Destiny.
Destiny's white?
No! Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I hate that her name's Destiny.
Say, so you sure also, you fooled me.
You gonna stop outing me on my relationship on the show.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not putting a gun in your head and making you talk about your relationship.
Don't worry.
Even though I'm sure viewers would like to know more.
I'm going to secretly invite your girl on the show.
Okay.
That's crazy.
The only thing is the lighting's going to be weird because we got to brighten it up for us but darken it for her. We don't want to wash her out.
White tees.
First of all, my girl is damn near a little bit darker than you. So I'm confused on what you're talking about. Also, I need people to understand the concept of being brown, okay?
Oh.
Yeah.
Like,
Because some people not be like, a bright brown skin, like a caramel brown skin.
Okay, so like.
And think they light skin.
People will be like, I'm light skin or dark skin. I want y'all to know there are shades in between. Like, you don't have to be either or. Yeah. Okay, you can be brown.
You know what I just realized?
What?
She really painted in my fucked up hairline.
That's crazy.
I mean.
She's a true, true to her craft.
Exactly.
And I just turned around and I was like, damn, we really came a long way. But then, because I was about to make a joke about us being the same color. But I was like, nah, she really painted this thing
darker. We are not the same color.
We are. We are both beautiful, dark-skinned chocolate men.
Dre, go to hell.
Damn.
Like, Tati is closer to my complexion than you are.
And I'm brown-skinned.
You're a little too quick to say that. Calm down.
I am.
You're sounding anti-dark.
I'm just saying. We're talking about people not knowing if they brown skin or not. I'm brown skin.
But yeah, Shannon, we're gonna talk about this. Huh?
Oh, you better link up with that nigga with that strawberry mint oil.
Man.
That nigga grew his hairline back.
Listen, I can't. I just don't be consistent. Just because, like, as much as I know I'm a beautiful, mahogany, sweet chocolate of a man, my looks aren't like the main thing about me. I have personality.
If I show you mahogany hair dye, I promise it's not you.
I mean, nigga, your shit damn near finna go full Vegeta in a minute.
Once again, I didn't realize how bad my shit was.
I don't know why you thought I was lying to you. I'm not lying to you. Your shit fucked up, bro. It's fucked up out here. Okay?
That's the fucked up part is taking pictures. Like, every time I get a haircut, take a picture, post it. Man, I look good. Now I realize my shit just... And I'm like, damn. And nobody said nothing. My dog had to be the first one to say something to me. But that's when I realized my self-confidence is so high. That I genuinely did not know my shit was fucked up.
Like you thought I was making it up?
Yes.
Like you thought I pulled it out of my hand?
No. My self-confidence is so high. I genuinely thought it was just like, oh, ha ha, you're fat in Jamaica. Ha, your hairline's fucked up. Like, oh, we're friends. Like, that's really how my brain was processing it.
No.
Not once did my brain actually think, man, this nigga just being very honest with me.
No, nigga. I'm trying to tell you.
Listen.
Get your shit together.
One thing I'm going to do is love myself.
Nigga, you one edge up away from your shit sitting right here.
Fun fact, it's been growing back. Just slowly. But it's like...
Is it just because you have like a cowlick?
That's the thing. I've always had...
What is cowlick?
Widow's peak.
Yeah, I've always had a widow's peak. So that's the start of me not thinking about it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until you started saying some shit and then I had posted a picture and some chick Dez just commented, hey, what the fuck up with your hairline? And I was like, what the fuck you talking about? I went back and I looked and I was like.
If I tell you some women really got their way for their wig hairlines to be that exact shape.
Also, I need y'all to start like pulling y'all shit down.
I have a widow's peak as well. So it's hard to. I try not to glue nothing on top of it.
Like, I need y'all to start pulling y'all wig. Like, your hairline does not start all the way back here, okay? Put the shit, like...
You talking about them folks that be getting frontals and shit.
I'm talking about the ones
that be getting braids, and they should be, like, right here.
If it's right there, then that is where the hairline starts. All right, listen.
Like I always say, bro.
Shit look like a headband.
As soon as I get some real money, I'm going to get my shit like Michael Smith. That nigga shit damn near starting to hit the eyebrows.
Who the hell is Michael Smith?
You going to Turkey?
I might have to, bro. But because some of that shit look real different. Like, also, stop with the black eyes, stop with the Beijing, okay? That shit is ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous out
here.
You
know about old boy at Navy Federal?
What do you mean, Beijing? The hair dye?
Yes.
Yeah, so, like, niggas are...
that they do on the side of they...
Well, they're not doing it on the sides no more. They getting it all up in here. They making full-on hairlines.
Actually, yeah.
Nigga, you might need to go ahead and look into that. But what you was going to say?
I got some scrap at the house.
There's a nigga at Navy Federal.
Don't...
What you like, it's very no, and I'm just sitting there thinking, like,
at Navy Federal down here,
yeah,
no, like, it's like, make an account,
bro. Whatever your hairline is, just accept that because you're not looking bad, like, you genuinely look like you can see it. Like, if I had this shiny, well polished piece of like a black square, right. You'd be able to see the random ass, like, not shiny part. Mm-hmm. you see it, nigga. Like, you see it, and then you just see, like, a full-on, like...
So, the shit
is... Carl Boozer.
No, so, I was just going to bring him up, because the nigga went bald while he was still in the league. But, like, I just saw him recently, and the nigga Beijing his whole head. And I was like, that's ridiculous.
And that's the thing. The nigga, like, he looks like he has a... Like, basically, his hair is probably just like mine. But because all the bald spots is Beijing, and then, like, added on sideburns, like, nigga, we see that. Like we see, like, bro, just
confidence. Just go bald.
Confidence.
Like if I could grow a full beard, like, I would gladly go bald.
Really?
I said, if I could.
Somebody hungry.
No, that's this nigga.
Oh. Oh, that's crazy. I thought that was your stomach.
Stop.
What are you trying to say?
Remember back in the day when you had your hair, like, you had, like, a real low cut? You ain't built for the ball, nigga.
Damn. If you grow a full beard, anybody can pull it off.
I don't think you can go bald with your kind of hair. Just have to always get it cut.
First of all, I got good hair, so I don't want to go bald, but...
You ain't too far away from me, brother. Let's relax.
Just because
my hair is 4C, yours is 4B, don't disrespect me. Also, what are the other letters? I generally only know 4C because women say it.
It's A, B, and C.
Is it?
I don't know.
That's all I know.
You the woman? You the one over here making hair.
Y'all ain't never seen my red hair a day in my life.
You're right. We have.
I have.
When?
Oh, honey. You ain't always had them wigs. I've seen under there.
When I had locks?
No, baby. I know, you got them little...
Honestly, I can't tell you. I know it's like 4B, 4C. What the hell is that? You got
them, what's it called? Them little giraffe antlers.
What the fuck is that?
Like, her hair don't go full into, like, it's there.
So she can't even get Bantu nuts?
I can't understand. What are you trying to say?
He's saying you're bald.
She knows she bald.
I am bald now, but I just cut my hair in January.
What month is this?
March. Almost April.
Still bald. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you might need to link up with that nigga with that strawberry, strawberry oil.
Her hair is somewhere between yours and mine's, bro.
My roots back black, so my hair is growing. Because I dyed it this color. I'm in my blonde phase.
So when I dyed my hair.
She looked like Wiz Khalifa.
So when I dyed.
Damn, that's crazy.
People need to stop. Need to stop doing that. But back when I dyed my hair, like.
I know you don't think I got that patch.
Looking like a Duracell battery. But back when I dyed my hair, like, I had to shave all my shit off once I got tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that bleach a bitch.
You back in your hair days. No, them years between what, let's say 2014 to like 2018, where you was just existing in life, like, you was just doing shit, wilding.
Good time.
Nose ring, multiple tongue rings.
That's right.
Hair dyes.
I'm gonna bring the nose ring back. That's what y'all don't know.
Dick piercing. You was like really going crazy. You think those are jokes. This nigga was really just existing.
Everything except the dick piercing was false.
Okay. Nah. Commissary, call me whatever you want. Oh, that nigga. Also.
Imagine putting a dick piercing in the wrong type of woman.
I feel like I don't praise you enough. I be telling other people this, but I feel like I don't tell you enough. Nigga, shout out to you for buying 17 cars and paying for 3 degrees with fucking bagger commissary money. Nigga, you really is a hustler of a different level, and niggas don't respect it enough. I just want you to know, I respect it. I seen the hustle. And Todd, that's not a joke. This nigga was living off of fucking commissary money. I don't know how. I don't know if he was slinging dick on the side. When I say this nigga hustles...
Commissary, like jail?
No, like
the
military.
He was a bagger at the commissary.
And like, we didn't get paid. Like, we were only working off tips.
Nigga lived $3.17 an hour plus tips, and this nigga.
No,
paid,
there was no $3.17, nigga. It was all strictly tips.
And this nigga paid for at least real shit, at least 2 cars, and I think like what the final year of undergrad and then your master's.
No, like three years of undergrad and a master's.
What's your master's in?
I never finished it, but
okay.
Too identifiable.
Oh, that's crazy.
I like to keep you in the dark. Niggas that know you, but fuck that. But yeah, this nigga was out here like grinding.
Y'all know what? That's wonderful.
You need to be like him.
I do. Go hustle. Three jobs is not enough, obviously.
Obviously not if you over here making wigs.
Hey, real shit.
This is my wig.
How much did you get paid at three jobs?
Well, the teacher job, I don't get... I'm a professor now. I get paid
for 7-year-olds.
I teach at a college.
Oh, you got
joint. Dang, now she got my whole information out there.
You told us, so I'm confused. You told, I wouldn't say you told us on the podcast.
No, I told y'all after. But yeah, I got it.
Okay. So when do you get paid from that?
April 30th.
God damn.
That's the only reason I still have my other second job, because
April 30th. Waiting on that to start and then you gonna quit one, or is it like...
Yeah. I'm waiting on... I've already started teaching. This is my first week. I'm waiting on my first check before I can quit my other job.
But she don't get her first check for another month.
Yeah.
So for another month, I will be working three jobs.
I ain't never heard of a month in a hole.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not making no sense. Like, you might talk to somebody
Do
about
you
that.
Want
to
see my contract?
No, I don't.
I get paid.
I do.
I get paid twice. April 30th, May 30th.
How long is the job?
It's 8 weeks.
Okay,
This class is... Oh, it's just for this term.
Yeah, I'm sitting there thinking, it's just for this term. How the fuck? I thought the one... Because, you know, there's some jobs where... and it's, like, real rare. There's some jobs that will pay you, like, per 6 months or per year, and that's it.
No.
Like, how there's some jobs, like, they pay you for the month, and you just got to live like that?
Niggas are not disciplined enough
when
to...
That's why I was like, damn, you get paid twice.
You get paid by the term. That's how your contract is.
Okay, so are you doing fall term as well or summer term?
I'm going to do summer and fall.
Oh, okay.
I'm teaching public speaking right now. And my kids actually get to do a mock podcast next week.
Yeah, now, did you come
She's going to be in there.
Of course I did.
Not switching the cameras again.
What cameras? I told them if they want cameras, they can bring their own. It's a mock.
And what are they going to be talking about?
They have their own choices.
Okay.
They just have to submit it to me by Sunday.
Do you let them know about this podcast?
No. I'd probably be fired.
You told me you retired.
I said I'd probably be fired.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I gotta hold up.
I don't even want them to know how to spell my real name, if we're being honest.
That way I know to go back and... Cause I already said I was gonna bleep it out, but now I need to... Cause before I get lazy, like, I don't remember where it was. Now I know. All right, go find me snapping and go
that's
back.
That's hilarious.
I mean, I was looking out for this nigga for years. Because when we first started, we used to say your name a lot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mind my name being said because nobody can really spell it.
It's about other people.
But, you know, technology is a real big thing these days, and it's easy to find anybody.
Yeah. That's why I try my best to
protect even though they never spell my name right.
I got a certificate in open source on all that. I wonder if that shit's still good.
Oh, that's a real thing.
Yeah, open source.
I thought you were just saying
analysis.
Like,
it's basically like I can do intel gathering on like regular computers and shit, like social media.
Let me know
and all
about
that.
Myself. I was in a music video once.
Tati, I've already told you that I found everything about you. It's not worth.
Have you seen my damn? Not you saying my life's boring.
Like I said, I was upset when you I was upset when you locked up your Twitter page.
Oh, I have to do that just in case.
I was like, damn, they got all the
I mean,
the
you could just follow
shit.
Me. I mean, following.
I don't like following my workers.
That's kind of what it does. Follow.
Nah. It's bad enough I follow this worker.
That's crazy.
Nigga, you tweet me every day, so I'm confused.
I tweet you every other day, nigga.
Okay.
I don't want to talk to you
he
that
said
much.
Every other day. Y'all.
Now, me and this nigga is chaotic on Twitter.
I would love to see.
Because we don't. People think we're planning shit, and it's like, no, we're just that dumb. Because I still don't know when I'm sitting here, because I'm worried about you. I'm concerned about you. And then I get, nigga, denounce Tyler Perry right now. What the fuck was that tweet about?
No, because, like, I had something planned, but, like, I had got caught up in some real life shit. And so I was like, damn, I can't even come back to it now. Cause this, and I had forgot later on what the fuck the point was.
Just like anytime I see a tweet when people be flipping words and shit, I always tag you in it. Like, that should be funny.
That should be so fucking funny, bro. Like,
I just know people be upset because, like, who the fuck is this? Why are they tagging other dudes? Like, bro.
Bro, the shit be funny to me every single time.
Dog, that Tekken 8 shit.
Bro, I had legit been laughing about that for like 3 days after I had seen that, bro. I was at work just like constantly laughing. And they'd be like, what's so funny? And I'd be like, you really like you, understand. Yeah, like, you bro, really wouldn't understand.
Destiny be mad because we be bullshitting. She be like, there's no way y'all like them. I was like, bro, we're really like. Like I told, I said, real shit, he might be the best person to babysit a kid. Like, you may not believe it, I said, but he's really going to be the best. Like, he's not going to talk appropriately for a child, but the child going to be okay.
Like, yeah, like, I'll make sure the little nigga fed and bathe and shit, but you know, and he protected, but
this nigga for sure look at the kid at least once, going to say, you know your daddy a bitch, right?
That's crazy.
Like, Listen, I'm telling her right. Like, if you leave being in my control, we ain't gonna do nothing but watch Blue Streak.
Blue Streak,
yeah,
with Martin Lawrence.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You know another?
No.
Oh, nigga didn't mess up. He didn't mean Bluey.
No.
Blue right, Streak. Like what?
No, I can't leave that because last time I left for pizza here, it got ate up like candy and disappeared.
That's gonna be my Halloween costume this year. I just gotta find the teeth.
You can find him on Amazon.
Find.
What are you trying to say?
You gotta find the teeth. How far are you looking?
Why are you acting like this?
I'm just confused because your teeth bigger than mine. So like, what exactly are we really talking about here?
Maybe my prescription bad.
Not you, somebody's granddaddy.
I don't see what the fuck you talking about.
Oh yeah, nigga, you got them horse teeth. Giddy up.
Listen. Real shit. People don't understand how big my family's teeth are. X, you remember when X had no teeth up front?
Damn.
That was faux teeth. That was faux teeth that got pulled. Two grew back.
That's you calling him out like that.
Nah, that's how my family, like our these two teeth right here used to be faux. And then two grew, boom.
And it just took over.
Y'all got your tonsils removed?
No, I didn't.
No, sir.
Apparently, I got fat ass tonsils, and doctors keep telling me that.
That's crazy.
I went in for a breathing test today, and that nigga said, go ah. And when I say the doctor literally said, oh my God, you got some fat tonsils in there. I said, yeah, the last doctor told me. He said, no, like they're almost kissing. Like they're like, that's why you got breathing problems.
That's what they say. Like you need to get them removed if you're having breathing problems.
Damn. When's the surgery?
Get your tonsils removed.
I said when?
Oh, I ain't getting that shit.
Why? You complain about breathing problems.
Well, I'm trying to get 100%.
Well, it's a lot of other things, too. The nigga fat as hell, so that's also contributing to his breathing problem. I only know because I'm also fat.
Fun fact. The only reason I never claimed breathing problems earlier is because I was fat. So when I started working out, and I was like, nah, I'm still out of breath. Like, nah, this is a real concern. So, yeah. That's why I said I got to find my sleep study paperwork and all that. Because he said he wants to see all that. So he can diagnose if it's genuine, like, breathing problems. Or if it's just these fat-ass tonsils fucking me up. Because he said real shit. He's like, if you're not sleeping because you're PTSD, your tonsils fat as shit. So you obviously not breathing right. He's like, it might be a lot of issues that you've just been living life with. Thinking it's wrong. So I was like, oh, okay. So hopefully I get my 100% because daddy broke.
And
at a certain point, I need to start paying Tati.
To do what? How many times you flip that camera?
I'm doing something.
Imagine.
So what exactly are you paying her for?
Like, right.
My time. At least a little $10 an hour.
A little?
20, yeah.
I have never seen somebody complain about free food so much.
Literally.
Oh, yeah. Because I do love
to literally leave her house. That's literally it.
That's a lot.
She get to hang out with cool people and get fed.
You live right down the street.
Like, I'm confused. But I be getting lost coming here for some reason. Like, I be trying to take the back road. I figured it out today. I put it. Never mind.
So,
but I did figure it out today because so usually I would take Macon Road.
The last time we shot, all three of us shot together or whatever. Like, I left here and decided to go get some Church's chicken, and I was right behind her the entire way, and I was like, "Damn, you're taking the longest way possible to get to your house."
Yeah, that's why I was always like, "Hella late," because I go Macon Road. Listen, I know that's disgusting.
Listen, okay, not too much on Church's, because Church's gonna feed the entire neighborhood for $10.99, okay?
Them so will Walmart give you some chicken.
I don't give a damn. Look, we know they're putting steroids in the chicken. We know they frying it in the greasiest shit possible. Okay, but the shit good.
Possible.
Okay. Popeyes.
They ain't never got my... Well, actually...
Popeyes ain't putting no meat on the bone no more.
I was just going to say they ain't never got my order wrong, but them motherfuckers gave me fries instead of the okra like I asked for.
Why one of my coworkers talking about a fish sandwich from Popeyes? Y'all eating a fish sandwich from Popeyes?
I had it. It was actually really good.
Oh, my God. Then she said shrimp from Zaxby's.
Yeah. I also had that and it was nasty.
But, I believe it. Shrimp for Zaxby's, let's be fucking for real.
It's the new TMP chick?
No.
First of all, Zaxby's, I'm going to say that for our documentary, but Zaxby's is one of the main reasons why.
We got to start filming that.
Are you coming to Afton dinner?
I didn't know it was a thing.
Oh, well, yeah. It's Wednesday at 1. Red Lobster in the hood.
I dead ass think I'm
back. Is that the one over there by CHS?
Nah, I think it's the one right behind the news station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
You're thinking of Applebee's.
No, not CSU, CHS.
Oh, what the fuck is CHS?
Yeah.
What is that?
Because that's right there by the news station.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. I was like, we must not be talking about the same place.
Yeah, I forgot what CHS was.
What is that?
Don't worry about it. We about to go eat because I'm hungry.
Thank God, because my stomach is growling. My shit touching my back. And like that, we gone.
Bye, y'all. I'll send y'all a picture of my wig.
Bye, y'all. Are niggas tuning in for the Tati Cam now?
That's crazy. You know what? I